matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Monday, beautiful humans. Now, usually we do a cheer at the start of the show, and I got to tell you guys, because I'm in Melbourne, and producer Brody ran into the studio thinking we were doing a cheer, and just as we're about to go live, I could see him lean back, and I was like, no cheer, no cheer, no cheer. Oh, you cute thing. You were so excited to do a cheer. Tomorrow we can let you do a cheer on your own. How does that sound? Hey, welcome to Ash London Live. 3.5 hours of musical magic. We are just a ragtag bunch of kids who love music, love chatting to stars, and love giving away free stuff. So that is exactly what we're going to be doing tonight. Now, Draco,
yeah,
you chatted to the Chainsmokers. And we're going to play it out tonight. What happened? Can you give us an overarching theme of what went down?
Well, it was Alex Andrew, both of them on speakerphone.
Usually you only get one of them, and they're usually, how do I say in your language, enjoying adult doing
pastimes.
Pastimes.
They were good. We spent 5 of the 10 minutes talking about Alex's dog.
I'm into that.
So cute. It has its own Instagram account.
Oh my god.
It's so cute. It's a golden. It's a, like a Labrador golden retriever. So cute.
Very cute. Well, we love dog chat here on Ash London.
Did you get
to talk about new music as well?
Yeah, for like 30 seconds.
Who cares?
Dog chat.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's your new sexy vibe. Big news. Back on Isogenic Shakes today. There's two sexy bye-byes that you need to know about Australia. There's sexy bye-bye on the shakes and sexy bye-bye off the shakes. Yeah. And at one point in time, you never know what you're going to get. But she's either on them.
On Friday, she was off them. And for dinner, she had a family bag of Maltesers for dinner.
Since you've not been here, I've let myself go. Been so bad.
Before we do get into some new music, I got to say that I got a tweet. I'll try and get it up because I don't want to paraphrase it in case I get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because it was such a fantastic tweet. Okay. Someone tweeted me, "Hey Ash, questions that keep me up at night. Just how sexy is Sexy Vi-Vi? Possibly the world's most iconic producer name, yet it's not all search friendly." So he's tried to Google you. He's tried to write Sexy Vi-Vi into Google Images.
The trick is it's spelt SXC. That's how we spell it. Like her SXC. Hotmail when she was 13.
There's no articles on Sexy Vi-Vi, guys. I'll look her up on the Instagram. If you look at Ash London Live on Instagram, guys, you'll be able to get an idea of just how sexy our Sexy Vi-Vi is. And I'll give you the hot tip. She's a 10. Because I'm at 10, Draco's a 10, Brody's at... We only 10s hang with 10s, guys. It's science. All right, let's get into some music, guys.
Ash London Loves.
I love myself some MNEK. You remember... Oh, let's get a bit of this Never Forget You with Zara Larsson. This was the first track that we heard MNEK as a vocalist when he did this, because he's worked with the likes of Beyonce, writing for her, and these huge artists. But you'll remember MNEK from this track.
I will never forget you.
What a tune. It actually reminds me, Draco, we are due for some new Zara Larsson music.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Anyway, MNEK's got an album out. It's not out yet. Is it out yet? Oh, no. My first day back on the job and I haven't done my research. And I'm doing a quick Google search.
I feel like he was just here in May, though, and he had a new album.
He was making the album, but I don't know if the album's out. No, the album's not out yet. But I can confirm that I have heard the album. He played me some tracks off of it. And it is so, so wonderful. He is a huge artist with a huge voice and so much talent. Off that upcoming album, this is MNEK with Correct. You're on Ash London Live.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew.
And I'm Alex.
We are the Chainsmokers.
So the me are better.
This week, Draco doing a cheeky bit of fill-in, had a chat to the Chainsmokers with a boy, and they were good. You're loving it?
I always love the Chainsmokers. They're cool guys.
They're cool guys.
Their own,
great music.
Yeah, on their own, they're hard to talk to, but together, they bounce off each other, and so they're always better.
Yeah, now we're about to play your interview with the boys, and I've listened to it. Can I just say to the people of Australia, take a listen at how masked Draco is making himself sound. Like, yeah, lads, lads, lads. 10 seconds ago, we're talking about Lindsay Lohan and Ibiza.
Dancing.
And now, yeah, hey, old fellas. Yeah, yeah.
Boys.
Boys, yes. Sing back a couple of titties. So here it is. The one and only Draco going one-on-one with the Chainsmokers.
Hey, boys, how are ya?
Great, how are you?
So good. Where are you in the world right now? What are you doing?
We're in Los Angeles at our studio.
I just saw that on your Instagram story. Was that where there's like 14,000 keyboards?
Yeah, that's the place. We went in this year and finally invested in like our own spot.
Oh, cool. Oh, so that's all you guys, like that's all your stuff?
Yeah, we got quite a bit.
Now, before we go any further, I have to ask Alex about Mushu. It's my favorite Instagram account in the world. Alex, how is the dog doing? What is the dog doing right now?
Yeah, she's asleep right now. She basically just sleeps all day. I don't know what's wrong with her. I think she's like a broken puppy or something. I'm worried she's like got some disease or something. She's way too chill. But yeah, she just like sleeps all day. She's like so perfect. So I'm cool with it. She just sits next to me while I work all day.
Guys, we are so obsessed with Side Effects. We're playing it on our show every single night. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's kind of a new sound for you guys. It's got like a more of like a tropical-y vibe. Is that like a conscious decision that you guys wanted to do to try and change the style?
I mean, we're always just kind of making what we feel like making, and we wanted to make like a kind of an upbeat summer record because we didn't hear a lot of those being like put out. And,
right.
You know, we like try and bring something different to what we're hearing on the radio and what we're hearing in music. And we did the song with Emily, who we've done a ton of records from Don't Let Me Down to Sick Boy to Until You Were Gone, which are all very different types of records. So we just kept it going.
And so you just said you teamed up with Emily again. How do you guys decide who you're going to get to do vocals on a song? Why did you decide to work with her? Are you guys all best mates or you just needed someone? And yeah. She was like, I'll do it, guys.
Yeah, we're really close with her and we've written a ton of records with her. And she has obviously an amazing, amazing voice. She's primarily a songwriter, but sometimes, like, we just know we can't beat her vocal for a song. You know, she puts out records of her own, and so she was down to sing on this one for us, and we were like, great.
Is that how you kind of started working with her? Like, often songwriters will record a demo of a song they've written for someone else, and they'll be like, oh, this isn't the right version, but you get the idea. Is that how you kind of found her, listening to one of those?
Yeah, well, the first song we did with her is a song called Until You Were Gone. It came out like 4 years ago. Yeah. And she just basically wrote this song and sent it to us, and then we produced it. And then, you know, we loved that record, and we're like, let's get up and actually, like, meet. We didn't even meet before we did that record. She just sent it to us over email. We decided we should meet and hang out, and the day that we met, we wrote Don't Let Me Down, which Daya ended up singing. And we've been, like, really, like, close friends ever since. She's, like, the third Chainsmoker.
Now, guys, the song is sick, but the video has got Camila Mendes from Riverdale in it. Are you a massive fan of Riverdale?
Yeah. Is that a big show over in Australia?
So big. Everyone watches Riverdale. My mum even watches Riverdale. Like, it's so big.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, we're a little bit older, but like Gossip Girl was a big show when
yes.
I was like in my 20s. And I feel like this is like that new stuff show. And
totally.
She's like, she was so cool and so nice and talented. And I actually think she had a lot of fun doing the video. So it turned out great, and we were very grateful for her participation.
Do you guys watch Riverdale, or like it's a bit too young for you?
I'm saving it for the next tour when we have like a lot of travel,
oh, yeah,
and then I'm gonna binge watch it.
That's actually a really good idea. It's easy to binge. It's so easy to binge watch because the episodes are like you don't have to think a lot. But it's such a good show. It's just like you always want to keep watching more.
Oh, yeah. I've had a bunch of friends who've seen it, and they're like, you got to watch it. So I'm just waiting for that right time when I can like burn through 30 episodes.
I love it. And when are you guys going to come back to Australia? When can we see you live?
As soon as possible. I don't know like when our dates are. Dude, I'm looking at Raha. Apparently, we don't have any dates on the calendar, but we'd love to. We love Australia. I'm thinking of just coming down there to write some music because you guys have like a very... I mean, it's a very, very unique vibe.
Yeah.
And it's far away. It feels like far away from, you know, everything that we know, which is, you know, American. And so it's kind of nice to clear your head and go down there. And as you said, it's going to be spring and summer and it will be shitty and rainy in winter here. So
right.
We'll pull up.
Well, Taylor Swift like rented an island here once and just like had a party and just did music stuff. You guys could do that. It was a cheap island, I'm pretty sure.
There's a cheap island? Okay.
Yeah.
You can send us the budget island. That would be amazing.
I mean, like, it's not too shit. Like, it's bougie, but it's, like, it's affordable bougie.
A cheap island.
It'll be sick. We can't wait to see you, boys. And we're going to play Side Effects on the air right now. Do you want to introduce it to Australia?
That's great. What's up, everybody? It's us, the Chainsmokers, and this is our new song, Side Effects.
Thanks, boys. You're the best. Have a good night.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Relive everything online now. Just search Ash London Live on social.